When we met Natalie Berquist last month, she was living in a mostly empty apartment with her 4-year-old son, Samuel. After a brief layoff just over a year ago, Natalie spent 8 months in transitional housing. And after moving into the apartment, she said she'd rather sink money into savings than buy a sofa.
I don't have too much more to go, just the closets.
But now, her apartment's even emptier. That's because she's moving out this weekend.
It's a very hard choice. Do I put a roof over my head or do I have insurance and go to a shelter?
A court agreement with Sam's father requires Natalie to buy health insurance for their child. Here's what Natalie tried. First, she applied for assistance from programs like Medicaid and CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program. Both those applications were denied.
It doesn't work out, you know. You need help. Those people like myself who are working don't get it, you know. I'm working, I'm productive, you know, I'm paying taxes. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to, but still there's zero help.
Then Natalie looked into coverage under the Affordable Care Act. She, like a lot of people, had trouble with the website, and her employer does offer insurance. Because she was up against an enrollment deadline at work, that's the policy she chose. But she says the monthly premium is more than she can afford.
That's $400. I mean, even lowering my apartment rent and going to the smallest apartment here still was not going to work. That still left me short not paying food, electric, gas, and phone.
And because she can't go without any of that, in order to buy insurance, Natalie has to let her apartment go. She applied for beds at a local shelter and was denied, but her brother agreed to let her and Samuel share a room in his house for a small monthly rent.
I just feel like somebody punched me in my stomach. It's just such a sickening feeling to know that it's kind of like everything that I had worked for and got to this point is just, it seems like it's gone down the drain.
Natalie is happy she'll be able to save money by bunking with her brother, but she's worried moving for the second time in less than a year will be hard on her little guy.
I'm grateful I don't have to go back to the shelter, I guess. That's been very tough for Samuel. He doesn't understand that. Why are we losing our house? Why, you know, I mean, he was 3 years old and knew that last time. And here he is, 4 and a half.
That's what I do with the cat like this. I put him in the ball and I let it go. He likes it.
It's that same 4 and a half-year-old Dynamo, a kid who cracks himself up playing tricks on his kitten, who motivates Natalie to keep going. Even when things look bleak, even when she's stuffing clothes and toys into garbage bags so she can move her little family yet again, Natalie says she has to persevere.
You have to hope, you know, you have to dream, you have to know and believe that there is going to be something better and reach for it. Because if you don't have any dreams and hopes, you know, and you don't reach for something else, you're going to be staying in the same spot. And you don't want to do that.
And Natalie admits, sometimes to move forward, you have to take a step back. Courtney Collins for KERA News.